You're listening to the Computer Repair Academy podcast, a show that's your go-to podcast for easy tech fixes, pro tricks, computer repair tips, and everything you need to keep your computer running smoothly. So if you're ready to upgrade your tech game, then let's dive in.
Welcome back to the Computer Repair Academy podcast. I'm your host, Jeremy, and today we're tackling one of my favorite topics, the art of refurbishing old computers. Let's face it, not every computer needs to be brand new. Sometimes a little TLC is all it takes to turn a tired, broken machine into a budget-friendly powerhouse, whether it's an old laptop gathering dust in the closet or a desktop you thought was ready for the scrap heap. Today we're diving into how to give old computers a second life. We'll cover what makes refurbishing worth it, which upgrades deliver the most bang for your buck, and a step-by-step guide to bringing these machines back to life. Ready to play tech doctor? Let's get started. First, let's talk about why refurbishing old computers is so valuable. It's not just about saving money, although that's a huge perk. Refurbishing is also great for the environment and incredibly satisfying. Let me break it down. New computers can cost a fortune, especially if you're looking for high-end specs. Refurbishing lets you breathe new life into older machines for a fraction of the price. Why spend $1,500 on a new laptop when a $50 SSD and a little elbow grease can make your current one feel brand new? E-waste is a big problem, folks. By refurbishing and reusing old computers, you're keeping electronics out of landfills and doing your part for the planet. Refurbishing is a hands-on way to learn about hardware, troubleshooting, and even basic repair skills. Plus, it's ridiculously satisfying to fix something with your own two hands and see it working again. It's like tech therapy. So whether you're refurbishing for personal use, resale, or just the fun of it, it's a win-win-win situation. Let's move on to the fun part, figuring out what to fix. Before you start tearing into an old computer, you need to figure out what's wrong with it and what's worth fixing. Here's how to diagnose the machine step by step. First up, check for obvious damage. Start by inspecting the computer for physical damage. Is the screen cracked? Are there missing keys? Is the case dented or broken? Make a note of what's cosmetic versus what could affect performance. And no, duct tape is not a permanent fix. Next, try powering it on. If the computer powers on, that's a great start. Check if it boots into the operating system or if it gets stuck on an error screen. If it doesn't turn on, you'll need to test the power supply or battery first. Run some basic diagnostics, boot into the BIOS, or use diagnostic tools to check the health of key components like the hard drive, RAM, and CPU. Tools like MemTest 86 for RAM or Crystal Disk Info for storage are super helpful here. Lastly, decide what to effectively upgrade. Not every component needs replacing. Focus on the parts that will give the biggest performance boost, like storage, RAM, or a new operating system. Think of it like a computer makeover. A few key upgrades can make all the difference. Once you know what you're working with, it's time to roll up your sleeves and get to the fun part, refurbishing. All right, here's where the magic happens. Follow these steps to bring your old computer back to life. Step one, physically clean up the hardware. Dust is a computer's worst enemy. Start by cleaning out the inside of the case, fans, and vents with compressed air or an evac. For laptops, don't forget to clean the keyboard and screen. A clean machine runs cooler and looks better. Using 70% alcohol wipes, wipe down and scrub the outer case and surfaces. You'd be amazed at how much gunk builds up inside and outside a computer over time. Step two, upgrade the internal storage if needed. If the computer still has a traditional spinner hard drive, upgrade it to an SSD. This is hands down the best way to improve speed and performance. An SSD can make an old PC boot up in seconds instead of minutes. SSDs are very affordable now, so it's like giving your computer a turbo boost. Step three, consider adding more RAM. Adding RAM is another great cost-effective upgrade. If the machine has 4 gigabytes or less, bump it up to 8 gigabytes or 16 gigabytes for a smoother experience. Just make sure the motherboard supports the extra RAM before you buy. You can check the manufacturer's website or visit a site like crucial.com for upgrade direction. Step four, look into replacing the battery for laptops. For laptops, check the battery health. If it's not holding a charge, replace it. A fresh battery can make a laptop feel brand new. Slightly older laptops have easily removable external batteries, and newer laptops generally have an accessible internal battery that can be replaced. Step five, refresh or update the operating system. Install a clean version of the operating system, whether it's Windows, macOS, or even a flare of Linux. A fresh OS installation gets rid of clutter, viruses, and outdated software. Step 6, test everything again. Before calling the job done, test the machine thoroughly. Run stress tests, browse the web, and open multiple programs to ensure everything works smoothly. Congratulations, you've just brought a computer back to life. With these steps, you can turn an old, sluggish machine into something fast, functional, and ready for action. All right, your refurbished PC is ready to go. Now, what do you do with it? Here are a few ideas. Repurpose it for specific tasks. Turn your refurbished computer into a dedicated home media server, a test lab workstation, or even a standalone gaming machine if the specs are good enough. Consider donating it to a good cause or give it to someone in need. Refurbished computers make excellent gifts for students, family members, or nonprofits. It's a great way to help someone who can't afford a new machine. We actually like donate refurbished machines for a local Boys and Girls Club and for some public libraries in our area. 3, you could also sell it. Refurbished PCs can fetch a decent price if you list them online. Just make sure you're upfront about the specs and any remaining issues. There are people and companies that make a great living refurbishing machines. No matter what you choose, refurbishing is a great way to make the most out of old hardware. And there you have it, the art of refurbishing old computers. We've covered why refurbishing is worth it, how to diagnose problems, and the steps to breathe new life into aging machines. It's cost-effective, eco-friendly, and incredibly satisfying. Thanks for tuning in to the Computer Repair Academy podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, please don't forget to subscribe and share it with someone who has an old computer gathering dust. And as always, keep tinkering, keep learning, and may your refurbished PCs run like brand new. Bye-bye, everybody.
Thanks again for tuning in to the Computer Repair Academy podcast. Until next time, keep those PCs running smoothly.